hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
What?
There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report, and I'm happy to report that we're picking up roughly on the average about two radio stations a week. And folks, if you would like to go to your radio stations, you know, there's a couple of fine programs that, well, I author on this network. One is Cash Flow from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And, of course, the National Intel Report, but there's many fine programs on this network. The hosts do a wonderful job of ferreting out the facts and giving you the guests and the information. And speaking of which, tomorrow's program, I'll have Patrick J. Buchanan on, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. So I'll have Buchanan on tomorrow. And, Bob, program note here, next Tuesday is Christmas Day. But you've been kind enough to come on the program Christmas Eve. We will be live on the air Christmas Eve, and you will be joining us.
That is correct. I have you scheduled. We're looking at Central Time, your time, 4 p.m. on Monday the 24th.
Yeah, I'll be here, and hopefully, as you're getting ready to celebrate Christmas out there on your Christmas Eve, folks, that you will join us. I don't plan, maybe I'll do something special, I don't know, for that, but we'll see what happens. We've got about a week to cook something up. Many surprises here, folks. I'm sure it's a surprise every time you listen to this broadcast on Tuesdays of the economic reports that we give you. We know it's a little depressing, but real adults, real people have a need to know the real truth so you can act accordingly and plan. We didn't create this mess, but we've got to find our way through it, and you've got to protect yourself the best way you can. Let's go to the phones here. Edward in Connecticut. Hello, Edward.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question. Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
We both seem to agree that they're printing money. My question is, is it not possible that they actually, the banks or the Federal Reserve System actually wants to foreclose all these houses because they'd be getting $20 or $30 million homes in the United States for nothing? That's my question.
Well, that's a good point. They would, and that's why on previous programs I talked about the eventual nationalization of banks in America. I started to write about it a year ago. And I felt that's where things would go. We know we have a fascist government. What would a fascist government do? They would nationalize banks. And so all these problems are going to lead into that. And, yes, they would end up with these mortgages. And that's a very, very powerful thing.
They'd end up with the collateral, right, the properties.
Well, that's right. And we're talking about all of those insured by Fannie and Freddie and the Federal Home Loan Bank, and then those that still belong to the banking system. And you put them all together, and you've got maybe 80%, 70% of the homes in America that the government would control. Then you go one step further than that. Then government will tell you that, well, you don't own this house. We do. And you don't have a job right now because we have a recession, but we have work for you in Seattle, Washington.
Got it.
Do me a favor, Edward. Hang on a second. We've got to take the break. Robbie Noel will be joining us right after the break here. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Calling the Rhodesian Ridgeback. Calling the Rhodesian Ridgeback. Are you out there, Mr. Noel?
I be here.
And you're echoey as all get out.
Sorry about that. For whatever strange reason, my bars never line up at this hour.
Maybe
someone's tapping in.
Bobby sounds like a ghost.
I think he is.
Edward.
Yes.
You had some other questions, sir.
Wait a minute, Edward.
Hold on one second. I want to finish answering your question.
Sure.
So the government in that nationalization process of the homes as well as the banks, then they will tell you they have a job for you in Seattle and they have one for your wife in Atlanta and your kids are going to go to school in a federally funded and run school in Chicago. And you'll all be able to get together once a year at government expense to have 2 weeks together.
Right. It seems possible. I was thinking more in the lines of if they would actually intentionally cause so many foreclosures because they would be getting 30 million homes for nothing with printed money. And you know that the Federal Reserve System is owned mostly by Europeans, the Vatican, the Bank of England, the Rothschilds. In essence, you have these foreign entities grabbing 30 million homes for nothing, now that without firing a shot into this country.
Robbie, there sounds like a cricket on your end.
No crickets, yeah.
Okay, I hear something that sounds like suspiciously like your fingers being raked over tines of a comb.
Anyway, Edward, you're absolutely right.
All right, that's
and
all
that's
I
where
to
this
ask.
Is all headed.
Thanks, Edward. Appreciate your call. A follow-up on that, Bob. Is there anything to stop, say, European banking system taking over American banks?
Yeah. You shove a 45 down their throat.
But is it a real possibility that this might happen? Because, as Edward pointed out, these homes are being vacated. They're foreclosing on them. So here's all this prime property, and of course we know the value of the dollar versus the euro. This would be kind of an attractive buy for some Europeans to be owning property here in the United States.
Well, that's true. That could happen, but it won't happen because I don't think the American people will allow it to happen. You'd have a revolution first. Well, right, what's going to happen when this whole thing turns upside down is that people are going to say, who did this and who did this to us? And who's responsible for all this? And then all of this stuff is going to come out, and we're going to be able to stand up and say, look, this is what happened, and this is the way it happened, and this is what these people have been doing for the last 1,000 years. Now, the only way to handle this is, number one, take away all their assets. Number two, try them for their crimes. And number three, those who are guilty of heinous crimes, hang them.
Robbie, on your program yesterday, you joined me for a little while with Peter Schiff. What did you talk about on your program? It sounded kind of ominous to me.
Well, it was in response to a caller on Friday who obviously was speaking to another gold dealer who obviously was in the business of selling high-priced numismatics and decided to trash British sovereigns as not being a worthwhile investment vehicle. So what I did was I went back and compared prices from 2005 to present, what percentage of profits you would have got if you had invested in, say, a MS61 $20 St. Gaudin, and had you bought a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, there were 0.4 ounce, I should say, British sovereigns. And the results were interesting, as far as percentage return. No question, the U.S. Eagle, having the smallest premium, came in first, but not by much. Second was a British sovereign, and unfortunately, numismatics brought up the rear. And the reason why numismatics brought up the rear is just simply because your major gold dealers out there, your big kahunas, Swiss America, Gold Line, and all the rest of them operate on 30% margins. So when you take that into consideration, overcoming that 30% spread is the reason why a lot of them tell you, you got to hold these things for 5 years. Well, yeah, you got to hold them for 5 years because you got to overcome the premium that you are paying. So it was merely just putting people on the straight and narrow as to what has given the best returns vis-a-vis numismatics, and also to segue into the reason why people buy numismatics is because of the fear factor of gold confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've addressed many times, which I believe out of everything we got to worry about, that shouldn't even come onto the radar screen.
Well, and if they come for your gold and they come for your guns, they're coming for you. Which one are you going to give up?
Well, sure, but if I mean, put it to you right now, the way the dollar is hanging on by its fingernails, the last thing message that the American government wants to send to the world is that we are so broke. We now have to go after a small, minuscule amount of privately owned gold by U.S. citizens. And it is. It's a minuscule amount. This is not 1933 when everybody owned gold and silver. I did the numbers the other day, and I can't figure it out. I went and I figured out all the 1 ounce American Gold Eagles the U.S. Mint has sold since the inception of the Gold and Silver Act in 1986. And the number's like I don't know, 14 million pieces. That is in no way going to put a dent in the $57 trillion shortfall that David Walker announced yesterday after doing the auditing of the government's books. People need to be a little smarter when it comes to buying gold and not base their decisions on something that may never happen. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
By the way,
well, I agree with you on the confiscation issue. I think it's a red herring, I use the same argument you do, is that there's not enough Americans with enough gold to worry about it. And as John said, if they come for your gold, they're going to come for you and your guns as well.
Sure.
So there's only one thing you can do, and that's shoot them.
Yeah. I mean, if they really want to confiscate wealth, all they got to do is raise taxes.
Well, that's what they've been doing. I mean,
sure.
And Ron Paul talks about this all the time. He says inflation is a tax on your money. It's being eroded. Yeah. Most people that feel that they're financially set right now, they're getting ready for retirement, they've got their 30-year fixed mortgage paid off, they've got this paid off, they've got their stocks, they've got their bonds, they've got some money in the bank. All of this stuff is eroding right before their very eyes, but it's imperceptible to them. They don't see it because the government's not being honest about inflation. They don't even tell you what inflation is, and they will not tell you the amount of true inflation that's eating away at everything in this country. By the way, Robbie, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned these high-value numismatics, which we do not push, folks, because our assumption here is the mostest for the leastest, okay? When you get into these under the guise, as you said, Robbie, the fear factor of, well, you've got to have collectible coins, otherwise they'll be confiscated. Look, anything prior to 1933 that's minted as a circulated coin, that's not confiscatable under the law. But is there people that are holding this, while the market is still holding up on these high-value numismatics, will you take these numismatics in trade, sell them off, and price them into more comfortable margin gold?
Oh, certainly. Unfortunately, for those that bought this year, they may have a rude awakening as to the true market value of say, like Mint State 64s, which within the industry, they're selling for $1,500 or more. Current market value, if you're going to sell an MS64 today, is $1,100. So, you know, they may have to. I don't believe in telling people to sell something at a loss in order to buy something else, because that just simply compounds the whole problem. Because you're selling at wholesale and you're buying at retail, so you're getting it both ways.
If you've already made the purchase and paid the premium, why take the loss in selling it off?
Yeah, absolutely.
The real problem in the industry is there's so many crooks. I mean, nobody should be marking anything up 30% to 50%.
But Bob, they have to, otherwise they're a corporate structure. I mean, I can understand. I mean,
about their corporate structure?
Sure, I know, but
I don't. And they shouldn't be doing that. And I've been buying coins since 1960. And it's wrong.
I know.
I mean, we can understand why they price themselves out the way they do. They do a whole lot of advertising. I mean, commercials on national television, like Monex or whatever, that's not cheap. But again, folks, you know, if you're looking to buy something, you don't buy something that's overhyped and overpriced to begin with. And you're exactly right, Robbie. I've said this before. The Monex commercial will tell you the same thing. That, well, if you want to take would you take $50,000 in cash right now over the next 5 years, or would you take $50,000 in gold? Well, anybody that's got two brain cells that can synapse to each other and talk to each other, that's going to tell you that the $50,000 in cash running at 10, 14, 15% inflation, undercutting that 50 grand versus something, that commodity, we know that's going to go through the roof. By the way, you people out there sweating because you bought those overpriced numismatic coins, Well, when the gold hits 1,500, 2,500, 3,500 and beyond, it won't look so bad. But I'll tell you what, quit dealing with the whores out there with your money. Forget the scare tactics.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
For some of you out there that may not know, inflation, well, what is it? Inflation is defined as a sustained increase in the general level of prices for goods and services. It's measured as an annual percentage increase. As inflation rises, every dollar you own buys a smaller percentage of the goods or services. Now, the value of the dollar does not stay constant when there's inflation. The value of the dollar is observed in terms of purchasing power, which is the real tangible goods that money can buy. And I hasten to even call it money. When inflation goes up, there is a decline in the purchasing power of money. For example, if the inflation rate is 10% annually, well, theoretically, you bought the dollar pack of gum. Dollar pack of chewing gum? That's right. Last year for a buck, well, this year you'll pay $1.10 for it. Add another 10% onto that next year, that's $1.20 for that pack of gum. You get the idea. Deflation, it's the general level of prices when they're falling. This is opposite of inflation. Hyperinflation, which we're going to head into, is usually rapid inflation. In extreme cases, this can lead to the breakdown of the nation's monetary system. One of the most notable examples of hyperinflation occurred in Germany in 1923 when prices rose 2,500% in just 1 month. Stagflation, you're hearing this as well in the medias, It's the combination of high unemployment and economic stagnation with inflation. This happened in industrialized countries during the 70s when a bad economy was combined with OPEC raising oil prices. That was our original gouge. And folks, if you're wondering why the oil prices are so high for a barrel of oil, that's because they're not buying. We're not allowed to purchase the oil anymore in U.S. dollars. As a matter of fact, Bob, there's word on the street that a lot of these oil-producing countries, well, the United States is going to have to convert their dollars into euros to buy the oil. And you're going to see oil, folks, next year. You're breathing a sigh of relief. You actually saw it go down a couple of points the other day to $88 a barrel. Ooh, well, hang on. Next year, 130 to 150, maybe as high as $200 a barrel. And, Bob, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what that's going to mean for this economy.
Well, if it's 200, you'll have a minimum of a doubling of the price of gasoline from, say, $3 to $6. But it'll be more dynamic than that. I think you'll probably end up paying $8 or $9. And, you know, we have problems in other sectors as well through bad weather in the production of ethanol. We have grain and bean shortages throughout the world. And a lot of people are going to die in the third world because they can't afford the increase in the cost of food. And the cost of food is going to continue to go higher. And that's another terrible factor. You can go without using your car, but you can't go without eating.
That's right. Heating or eating. I mean, down here in Texas
yes.
today, it's 75 degrees under sunny skies. Not exactly Christmas weather, but you people in the Central Plains states, up north, northeast, I don't need to tell you, it's cold outside, baby. It's cold. Let's go to Mike in New York, speaking about a cold spot. The Giuliani territory. What a wonderful thing to say, huh?
Wow. No, upstate New York.
Thanks, oh, I'm sorry.
Guys. Your program is absolutely excellent, and I tell everybody about it. I got a couple questions. Who is actually buying dollars right now, and what is the cause of the rally in the dollar these days?
You know, it's interesting you asked that question, because I had the question asked, and somebody asked for me to cover it in the next forecaster, and I haven't done so as yet. And the only parties that could take the dollar higher in the last week and a half or so is central banks, because there's just simply no demand. And what does it cost to do that? Well, there's $3.3 trillion a day in currencies that are traded. So let's say that you wanted to manipulate the market for 5 or 8 days. You got to be talking about spending something in the order of $10 or $15 trillion. And then the effect is not lasting. And so don't expect dollar rally to go much higher.
Gold hasn't followed
because
that.
There's no reason for it to.
The gold hasn't followed that. Typically, if the dollar goes up, gold goes down, correct?
I couldn't hear that, please.
He said, go ahead, caller.
Typically, if the dollar goes up, gold goes down.
Yeah, well, that's what's been happening. Gold really hasn't been going down. It's been stalling.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though.
That rally will turn in the dollar and go back down.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, though, is as the dollar has gone up, gold is pretty much staying around $800 an ounce, and typically it should go down, shouldn't it?
Well, I think one of the reasons why is we're not seeing any big bullion sellers in the market. Evidently, they've recently exhausted themselves in the last a month or so, and or 2 months, and they're probably saying, "Well, you know, we can live with it where it's trading at. Let's use our ammunition on something else."
Bob, don't you think that some of the strength that we've seen in the dollar in the last couple of days, or ever since basically the CPI and the PPI came out, is a general consensus that it doesn't look like the Fed's going to be lowering interest rates come January?
That's possible, but I don't think it's going to be probable. And the reason why is they are desperate. to make the system work better, to salvage it, and they're going to have to lower rates.
Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Mike, if you have any follow-up questions here, I would ask that you put that in abeyance for a few minutes, because if Robbie is ready for the Bob Chapman deal of the day.
Well, this is an unusual time of the year. Friday, pretty much the major wholesalers of U.S. minted products take time off. Don't come back until January the 2nd.
They can afford to take the time off.
Well, yes. And unfortunately, I have minimum orders I'm allowed to place, for instance, on half-ounce American Gold Eagles, which I am predicting will become the hottest coin next year when gold blows through $1,000 an ounce. And so the minimum order I can take on American Gold Eagles, and this is for delivery in the first week in January, these will be 2008 half-ounce American Gold Eagles, is 50 ounces. So 50 ounces of half-ounce American Gold Eagles will run you $43,000. And if that's a little too rich for you, you can always go to the next best coin, which is the British Sovereign, And we have them at $210 if you order 20 or more, together with if you order the 50 ounces of half-ounce American Gold Eagles, you'll also get a year's free subscription to the International Forecaster. But as I said, if 43,000 is too rich for you, we still have the standby British Sovereigns at $210 a piece.
So at 20 on the $210 British Sovereigns, what would that be?
That would be $4,200, John.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll hand-deliver the International Forecaster along with the gold for $4,200. Bob, you're going to have to make the delivery yourself for $43,000.
But let me ask Bob a question, because today I was conflicted. We had a big increase in the price of platinum. Platinum is now in uncharted territory, well above $1,500. Actually closed up $13 at $1,511. It's unfortunate most of us missed that boat, because when gold was $300, platinum was $600, and everybody thought that was too expensive. But ever since 2002, platinum has gained $1,200 an ounce. Gold at one point this morning was up $11. Oil was up $2. And there were stories coming out of Wall Street that said that obviously there was concern about tensions in the Middle East, as they always do when oil goes up $2, because of obviously the Turkish troops invading the Kurds in northern Iraq. But today, also another momentous event happened, and that was Jacob Zuma has become, he's ousted Thabo Mbeki as leader of the ANC, and obviously it looks like, barring a miracle, of Jacob Zuma being charged with rape and corruption, it looks like Jacob Zuma, the Zulu, is going to become the next president of South Africa. Do you think that played into anything in the metals complex, like platinum?
Well, I think it did, and I think only because of players not knowing what effect this will have. And I've met Jacob Zuma, and I talked to him for about 3 hours one time. And he's a real heads-up guy. And all this business of corruption, I mean, talk about corruption. Zuma, pardon me?
Like the kettle calling the pot black.
Right, exactly. And Mbeki had really lost control of the country. And then you have these labor problems recently. You have the, and I'm telling you this for a reason, you have the continuum of blacks taking over industries. The government gives them the money, and they go in and take over industry in mining, and also the new rules in regard to exploration. And if you put them all together, you can see that South Africa is going to have continued problems. There's also a massive amount of gold and platinum being stolen in South Africa, and everybody looks the other way. That's one of the reasons production supposedly is down in almost all metals. And I stopped investing in South Africa right after the Soweto riots, because I could see where everything was going. And then you had black government eventually. And like you, I've lived in Africa, and I knew what to expect. And it just reverts to tribalism. And this is which is tribalism, the Zulus and Shonas and Shangans and so on. And I think it's going to lead to problems and probably higher prices for all metals, because I think production there will be disrupted.
All right, and Mike.
Yep.
Any further follow-up questions here?
Yeah, I just want to say that as a person that really doesn't carry much personal debt, when they exclude food and fuel out of the inflation equation, you know, I look on my budget, and that seems to be where most of my money's going out of my monthly budget is food and fuel.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, it's just...
That's why it's purposely being left out of the core inflation numbers. I mean, it's absolutely going through the roof. If they added that in there...
Right. I mean, what is it, 15%?
Well, it's, Bob...
Well, no, John, it's 4 3/8% based upon their figures.
Yeah, you can take that to the bank.
The real inflation rate is 11.5 to 11.7% based upon the formula used in 1980 before they Mickey Mouse the figures. And the money that's being created, money and credit, is running at an average probably now of around 17.5% a month.
Bob,
is
that
the M3? We're talking over 100% a year, which means inflation's headed over 20%, at least to 15% this year. And so it means we're all being robbed by government, by the banking system, through all of this inflation to save the banks.
My question is, Bob, is that the M3 money supply you're talking about also?
Yes.
And how long did they discontinue reporting that?
A year and a half. In March, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, terrific.
And there's only three people who produce those figures, myself, Goldseek, and John Williams, who is a very, very good economist.
Bob, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call.
You know, Bob, they still have an M3 for the euro, and it was announced that the euro has been increasing, M3 has been increasing by 12% per month.
Well, you know, you're right. It has increased, and the figure is 12.3%. And I have one of those photographic memories. But anyway, those figures came out about a week and a half ago. And you're right. And you know, it went up from 11.3, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, why do the Europeans, all of them, including the UK, why do they have M3? Why are they making those announcements, and we're not? Well, it's obvious why.
And... you know, look, folks, I'm sitting here, and Bob, as you're responding to Mike in New York, and thanks for your call again, Mike, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at Robbie's half-ounce gold pieces here, 50 ounces for $43,000, and I'm thinking, you know, that's a chunk of change. But then I looked at it the other way. We're always conditioned, oh, my goodness, the cost is too high. I can't afford that. I'm telling you, folks, if you've got $43,000, if you've got anything you can cash out of now, I talked to somebody last night that is actually putting themselves through college with an annuity fund that was set up, but also stocks through Merrill Lynch. And I said, stocks in Merrill Lynch? I said, you'd better get those out of there. Well, what should I do with them? I said, buy gold or buy silver? And they looked at me and says, well, when's this market going to tank? I said, it's tanking as we speak. Next year, there's a real strong possibility this market is going to collapse 100%. So people are seriously looking at this, but I'm looking at $43,000. Folks, if gold goes up to $2,400 an ounce, which is at minimum, this is where it's going to eventually go. It's going to be in the thousands. You've got a real chance here to make a killing. $43,000 invested, if it just multiplies three times, that's $129,000 for a $43,000 investment. Do you have any stocks that you can cash in and get out of now? Do you have any IRAs or retirement funds that you can cash out of before they steal them, like they're doing in Japan right now, like we've witnessed here in this country? Folks, it is your money. If you don't care about your money, then why are you listening to this program? Because there are ways that you can beat them at their own game. The commodities, they like to think of gold and silver as just being a commodity like oil or cotton seeds or anything else. No, that has been the real money for over 5,000 years on this planet. It is they that are not dealing in reality. You can deal with it. And you can actually benefit by it. The other mic I have on my screen in New York, this must be the guy from England.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yep, here he comes.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good evening, John, Bob, and the guy who sounds like Morley's ghost.
No, that's Robbie today.
Oh, that's
Robbie.
Marley.
I thought you were
putting on a Christmas carol or something.
What's on your mind today, Mike?
I'd like to make a few comments about Goldman Sachs, or Goldman Sachs, as it's commonly known. They reported record earnings today, no doubt boosted by a $2 billion bet they made on a subprime market going belly up. Now, they should know because they were instrumental in creating and marketing these toxic debt instruments. They also announced a bonus pool of $12 billion. Now, here's the thing. I thought there was a law against profiting off crime. You know, for instance, if you go to prison for a crime and you write a book about it, the proceeds of that endeavor, you know, can be impounded by the authorities, right?
That's
my
true.
Question is this: how long will it take for Goldman Sachs to be brought to task for the for profiting off the misery that they have created?
Well, it goes one step further than that.
Yeah.
And that is that they and J.P. Morgan Chase and Lehman Brothers and a small group, there's 21 of them, who are what they call market makers, and they operate all day long, 24 hours a day, on inside information, and they're getting filthy rich.
Yep.
By acting for the government, which is in the process each and every day of manipulating markets. And so when the financial system goes down, and it's going to go down, it's just a question of when now.
Yep.
When it does, then we got to pin the tail on the donkey. And there's going to be lots of donkeys out there to pin them on. And these people have got to be brought to justice.
Exactly. I mean, Goldman didn't even lose a dime on this this MBS debacle, you know. So it's sort of stretching credulity a bit, you know, to imagine that this was just good fortune.
Well, the only thing I can think of, other than their inside information, is that probably they've been reading the international forecaster and knew exactly what to do.
Either that, or they knew that they had created these sort of toxic bombs, and you know, they took the other side of the bet, knowing that.
Very well, could be, Mike. We have to say goodbye. We've got
Thank
a lot
you,
of
gentlemen,
callers.
And I like. I like your impersonation of a Christmas carol. Thanks.
And I'm disappointed in Liverpool losing 1-0.
I am
United.
Devastated.
Oh,
Bob, I appreciate your concern.
Yeah, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye.
Your call. All right. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill. Are you there, Bill? Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon and Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, I was wondering if Bob had taken an opportunity to review that Durham International Limited Holding Trust material I had sent you and Robbie, and that what the implications are in regard to the most recent machinations of the federal government, Senate passing and approving the Peruvian Treaty here last Monday or Friday of last week. And is there a buyer's club as we're speaking? I know of a totally broke patriot veteran that is putting radio equipment together to make sure all of this area has you on the air. He doesn't have two dimes to rub together. Is there a possibility of a buyer's club, a group of people pooling what little they do have to be able to even participate in Mr. Chapman's advisories and or good counsel of purchasing?
Well, I don't know how to answer that because I don't fully understand what you're talking about.
Bill?
Hello?
Make it more succinct. What are you actually asking, Mr. Chapman?
Is there a possibility of a buying club for Patriot Community Christians that don't have the resources to buy 10 coins or whatever at a time on the offers that you make? And did he get a chance to read?
That would be an instrumentality of John and Robbie. They would be, because they would be the ones who would have to devise something like that.
I cannot be the organizer, but if you wanted to organize something on your end, Bill, that would be fine, and we will talk to your group's representative. How's that one?
Okay. Did Bob get a chance to look at the Durham International Limited Holding Trust?
Offhand, I can't remember. I read so much every day, I can't pick that out. And because of that, did you send that by mail?
Bill?
Yes.
You did? Okay, when did you send it?
Approximately a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was months ago. I do remember seeing it. I read it, but I got to be honest with you, I can't remember what conclusion I came to.
Oh, boy. Well, bless you all. Have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call. Patrick in the UK and Terry in Texas, we'll get you in here, and we'll take a minute to describe the Bob Chapman deal of the day. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
So we're We're back here. Patrick in the UK, we're running out of time, sir.
Good evening. Just a quick clarification from something Bob Chapman referred to last week in passing. It's just I have a number of people listening to this tonight, and they don't believe me. So you said something last week, Bob, about mortgage holders in the UK who are on, I think, interest-only mortgages, that they won't get to switch from one to the other, and they may be foreclosed on. What was that point you made last week, if you can recall?
I couldn't hear the beginning of your conversation. It was going in and out. As far as the adjustable rate mortgages in the UK, there's going to be serious problems this coming year with them.
Now, he was asking specifically about
That's correct.
Okay.
Adjustable rate, that's the one.
Okay,
go ahead, yeah?
Great.
Yeah, adjustable rate, yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
And, I got that information in the Financial Times. And I think they have some of the same problems that the U.S. has. There were some numbers there. I forget what they were. But they're serious numbers of people who are not going to get rolled over because of more stringent credit rules.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah. No, I just wanted to clarify that, and that's the final point. Just a brief one. Northern Rock's guarantee is now going up from $26 billion to $57 billion today. Do you think this is now getting out of hand? And Parliament, I think, has risen today, and the announcement just after the finish. Do you think this is nationalisation by the back door, do you reckon?
Absolutely. And it's what I've been predicting in the U.S. market. And I think that it's going to happen all over the world. And this sort of nationalization of businesses is nothing but fascism.
Indeed. Thank you for that, folks. Carry on. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Patrick. Terry in Texas, we got about a minute for you, sir.
I don't even need a minute.
Okay.
This is for Robbie. Robbie, if this is correct what you said about the 50 half ounces for 43K, my calculation says 860 per half ounce coin, and I'm sitting here flabbergasted. Are those things commanding that high of a premium?
No, it's 50 ounces.
50
so
ounces?
In other words, so
43K is 860 apiece.
No. It's 50 ounces. That means it's
100. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Being corrected.
I was going to say, Terry, I mean, somebody slipped off the plane.
Terry, why don't you just do the 43,000 and get them?
I'd have to sell some serious stuff. Well, that's not much of a premium. You were telling before that the half ounces were getting a serious premium.
Those were the 07s. These are the 08s.
Yeah.
The 07s run $20 more than that. So, and if you wanted an 07, and trust me, you wouldn't get 100 of them. Right now, those are $450 a piece.
Oh, okay.
So that's the smallest order I can take this week from my supplier. Minimum order is 50 ounces. And so 100 half ounce American Gold Eagles 08s. Will run you $43,000, so that works out at $430 a piece. Or if you want to buy two British sovereigns, that will only run you $420.
Well,
so
at the end of the year, when it came down to budgeting, the money went to Republic and not went to precious metals.
All right.
So I made my contribution.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Terry. 800-691-7898, that number to call Robbie. Don't forget it. Write it down, folks. 800-691-7898. Mr. Chapman, I will see you back here next Monday, not Tuesday, because next Tuesday is Christmas. We're going to have you on Christmas Eve.
I am here and ready and all set to go.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Monday the 24th for an hour at 4 p.m.
There you go. And, Robbie, you're coming up on the flip side right here on this network, 6 to 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Central Time. That number again, folks, to contact Robbie, 800-691-7898.